Shalom to all! Today we're going to be starting the brand new Masechta, Masecha Sukkah, and Talmud Yerushalmi, Daf Aleph. And just like we're starting this Masechta together, we should be going to finish it together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And today's Daf, and all of Masecha Sukkah, and all of Talmud Yerushalmi, has been sponsored by Le'ilu Nishmas, Ha'isha Chashuva, Mars Miriam Sara, Bas Yaakov Moshe. Because all of the Torah being learned, her Neshama should have a tremendous Aliyah, and she should be made to Yosher for her family and all of Klal Yisrael. Now, a few points before we begin the Masechta. Number one, just like we had in the previous Masechta, Masechta Zuma, there was a discrepancy in the layout between the Oiz V'Hadar version of Yerushalmi and the Arskel version of the Yerushalmi. That's going to be over here in this Masechta as well. It's a very slight discrepancy. In Oiz V'Hadar, there's 31 dafim in Sukkah, and Arskel, there's 33 dafim, so it's really just very small, and this did lead to some confusion. However, it's really not that big of a discrepancy, so hopefully it will be less confusing in this Masechta than it was in the previous one. Now onto the more important things. In this Masechta, we're going to be learning all about Sukkah. In the beginning, we're going to be discussing the Sukkah itself. Later on, we're going to be talking about the Dalin Minim, Lulav Esar Gedasim and Aravais. And then at the end of the Masechta, we're going to be talking about what happened in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkahs. Now, here are two very key things that are important for sure in the beginning of the Masechta, and really we see scattered throughout. Number one is that with Sukkah, more than any other Masechta perhaps, we find many different Halacha L'Moshe Misinais coming into play. And we're going to chazer them as we get to them. We're just going to mention them briefly now. There's a concept of lavud, which is the idea of closing a gap. There's less than three tefachim. Lavud tells us that we just close that gap and we pretend that it's not there. We pretend that it's closed off. Then there's something called good asik mechitzta and good achas mechitzta. Good asik mechitzta means if we have mechitza, halachic partition, that we view it as if it's asik, as if it goes all the way up to the sky, and good achas is the same way, just downwards. If you have mechitza on top, you view it as if it goes all the way down to the floor. There's something called daifin akuma, which is a bent wall. Well, sometimes view a wall as if it's bent, and then we might be able to use that as a kosher sukkah wall. These are all Halacha L'Moshe Misinais that the Gemara is going to constantly use. Oh, it's kosher because of lavud. Well, what about good achis? What about good asik? What about this? What about that? We're going to see those featured very prominently. And lastly, it's important to understand what a sukkah itself is. Now, we know that from a practical sense, sukkah is the structure that we sit in on sukkahs that's characterized usually by four walls and tzchach on top. However, the Gemara tells us the sukkah al shem ha-tzchach. The reason why the sukkah is called that is because of the tzchach. It's the same word. Sukkah, schach. So that means that when we talk about the kashrus of a sukkah, we're for the most part not talking about the kashrus of the walls. When we say the sukkah is pasul or the sukkah is kosher, it means is the schach kosher or pasul? Because the walls don't really make so much of a difference. The ikker focus is the schach, not really the walls. Now knowing that, we begin the first Mishnah. Sukkah shi gevayl malam esrim amma psula. Rabbi Yehuda, machshir. If the sukkah is taller than 20 amas, it's pasul. Or Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. Here we can understand right away. It doesn't mean that the walls of the sukkah are 20 amas, it means that the schach is above 20 amas. According to Chachamim, if the schach is higher than 20 amas, it's pasul, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's perfectly fine. Next, says the Mishnah, v'she'in gvaya asar tefachim, if it's not 10 tefachim high, v'she'in lo shalosh tefanos, if it doesn't have three walls, v'she'chamasim ruv mitzilasa, if there's more sun than shade in the sukkah, psula, it's pasul. And that's because schach is supposed to provide shade. And if there's more sun than shade, so it's pasul. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, sukkah shigvaya v'chulu, and here we're going to have a discussion that right now in the beginning doesn't have anything to do with sukkah, but later on, we're going to bring it in. And this is machlokes regarding the hechsher of a mavoi. We know that on Shabbos, a person is not allowed to carry out in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and even within a mavoi, which literally means an alleyway, one's not allowed to carry unless there's hechsher mavoi. One has to do something to this mavoi, to this alleyway, in order to be able to carry there. And this is characterized by a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is a side post, a kaira is the top beam that goes across the top of the entranceway of the mavoi, and that's what we're focusing on right now, which is the kaira. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda in the Rabbanon. Let's say the kaira of the mavoi was placed above 20 amas. What do we do? So the Rabbanon say, you might. You have to lower it to below 20 amas. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem. It's allowed to be there above 20 amas. And that's the machlokes we're going to be explaining right now. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Stam. Rabbi Yossi says the following, just Stam, by himself. It's his own explanation. Whereas Rabbi Acha says, B'shem Rav. He explains the name of Rav. That Rabbanon, Yalfino Lo Mepischa Shel Heichol. Rabbi Yehuda, Yalfino Lo Mepischa Shel Ulam. Rabbanon learned this from the entrance of the Heichol. This is referring to the Heichol in the base of Mikdash. The entrance was 20 amas high by 10 amas wide. So we see what's an entranceway? 20 amas of height, and therefore the kaira of the mavoi has to be maximum 20 amas. If it's higher than that, it has to be lowered. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the entrance of the ulam. So if the kaira of the mavoi was above 20 amas, you don't have to lower it. Ask the Gemara, hold on. If shel ulam, if Rabbi Yehuda learns from the entrance of the ulam, dayei arba'im amah, it should be at maximum 40 amas. Dithi in Taman, we have mentioned over there, Maseches Midos, pischa shel ulam, gayei arba'im amah, rechvei esrim amah, that the entrance of the ulam was 40 amas high and 20 amas wide, and that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the maximum height a kair is allowed to be should only be 40 amas, because he's learning from pischa shel ulam. The problem with that is Tani Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya teaches in a brayso, afilo arba'im chamishim amah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kair is allowed to be even 40 or 50 amas high, and Tani Bar-Kabar teaches afilo me'ama, the kair is allowed to be even 100 amas high. So how could we say that Rabbi Yehuda learns from pischa shel ulam? So Rav Avin, he tells us, Rabbi Yehuda kedaiti, Rabban kedaitan. Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitase, and Rabban are l'shitasam. The thing Tamar we've mentioned over there, this is Maseches Eiruvin, yivachein geshar ma'mafulashin, if you have a bridge, that underneath the bridge, it's totally open on both sides, metaltan tachtein b'shabes, one can carry underneath the bridge on Shabbos. Even though it's open on both sides, still, as long as you're under the bridge, you could carry under there, no problem. Div Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Zucham Eis and Zucham Aser. And why is that? So we're going to explain it right now, and then we're going to connect it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds of a concept of pitikra yard v'saisim, that you take the pitikra, which literally means the mouth or the thickness of the roof, and we view that as if it's extending all the way downwards, closing off. So you take the pitikra of the bridge, that's basically the floor of the bridge, and you view it as if it's going all the way down to the ground. So that means that there's actually four walls, the two posts that are holding up the bridge on either side, and then the floor of the bridge is being viewed as extending downwards, closing off the whole width of the bridge, so you could carry under the bridge because it's like it's closed off. Whereas the chamim don't hold of pitikra, and therefore says the Gemara, hey chmada at amar taman, just like you say over there, that at royas at tikra kiu hiyaredis sms, you view the tikra, the ceiling, the roof, or in this case, it's really the floor of the bridge, as if it's going down and closing off, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda says you could carry under the bridge. Kach amar hacha, so he says over here, at royas amaltira kiu hiyaredis sms, you view the maltira, which is like the beam, that's the kaira of the mavoi, you view it as if it's going all the way down and closing off, and therefore, even though it's higher than 40 amos, we just view the thickness of that beam as if it goes all the way down and it closes off that mavoi, so it's like there's a door or a wall at the entrance of the mavoi. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita with the mavoi. Not that we're learning from Pesach of the Ulam. Now we bring it to the Mishnah in Sukkah. He died to Rabbi Yehuda by Sukkah. He died to the mavoi. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita by Sukkah. This is his shita by mavoi. He died to the Rabbanah by Sukkah. He died to the mavoi. This shita Rabbanah by Sukkah. This shita Rabbanah by mavoi. Namely, just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no problem of height by a mavoi, there's also no problem of height by a Sukkah. And just like the Rabbanah hold that there is a problem of height by a mavoi, there's also a problem of height by a Sukkah. However, the Gemara says, well, Adami, it's not comparable. Yes, there are certain things that are kosher by a Sukkah but possible by a mavoi, and things that are kosher by a mavoi and possible by a Sukkah. Here are a number of things that are kosher by a Sukkah and possible by a mavoi. Number one, Dukranim Ksherim Pesukah Psulim Mavoi. Dukranim, which is poles, that's kosher by a Sukkah and possible by a mavoi. Namely, if we have four poles and Sachach put on top of them, that's kosher by a Sukkah. That's specifically talking about where it's on top of a roof, so the walls of the building are considered the walls of the Sukkah. In fact, the Sachach has elevated significantly above the walls is not a problem, but by mavoi that is a problem. If we have poles elevating the kaira, the crossbeam, above the walls of the mavoi, that's possible. And Vitani came this top fair shin braisa. If he brought four poles and put schach on top of them, no sukkah, alpha and on top, kosher, that's kosher. Was it mavoi puzzle? By mavoi it's puzzle. And the Gemara just clarifies this, this is only said that it's kaira, which is on poles elevated above the wall of the mavoi. That's only if it's three tvachim above the wall of the mavoi, so then the kaira is not considered to be a kaira over the mavoi. But if it's not three tvachim above the wall of the mavoi, kosher, it's kosher, as because of lavud. As we mentioned briefly, lavud is when we have two things within three tvachim of each other. That gap is considered closed, and here we have the kaira within three tvachim of the walls of the mavoi, so that's considered closed off, so that wouldn't be a problem. And also, this kaira of the mavoi is problematic if it's more than three tvachim above, if it's not four tvachim wide. Aval miyeshban rechav arba, if it's four tvachim wide, I feel gvayin kama, kosher, even if it's very high, it's kosher, because we say pitik or yayin v'saisem, that we view it as if it's going all the way down and closing off the mavoi. But still, the general concept of a sukkah being on four poles versus the kaira, the crossbeam of mavoi, being on poles is a difference that we see between the two of them. So we can't necessarily compare sukkah to mavoi. Here's another scenario where we say they're different. Shtei defanas ksheres b'sukkah, we have to add in that word shtei. Two walls are kosher by sukkah, upsulis by mavoi, they're possible by mavoi. By sukkah, we only need two regular kosher mechitzas, regular normal walls, which we'll explain in a moment what that is. And by mavoi, just two walls of mavoi doesn't allow us to carry there. We have to have at least three. And Vitani came to the top of Feirush, shtaim kilchasan vashlishas avilu tefach, that of the walls of the sukkah, even though we know that we need three walls, only two of them have to be kehalacha, which means seven tefach walls. The minimum length of the wall of a sukkah is seven tefachim. It has to be minimum 10 tefachim high and seven tefachim wide. So as long as we have 2 7 tefach walls, so the third one's allowed to be even just a tefach. And Rav Chisav Shem Rechanan, that we could do even less than that. Shtaim shal arba arba tefachim, two walls that are just four tefachim wide each. Even if the third one's just a tavach kosher, that's kosher. Whereas with mavoi, when we're talking about a mavoi, ajim gopaf me abru chaysav, it has to be completely surrounded on four sides, and then the side where you go into the mavoi, that has to be closed off somewhat with either kairo or lechi or some other way, as we see in Masechet Erevin. But the bottom line is that sukkah and mavoi is clearly different. Sukkah is allowed to be more open, and mavoi has to be more closed. Another difference, rachav me aser amos besukkah kosher mavoi pasul. The entrance of the sukkah, or just the open area of the sukkah, that's allowed to be more than 10 amos wide, and that's not a problem, but my mavoi, it's pasul. It says beferish by mavoi that if the entrance to the mavoi is wider than 10 amos, yemait, we have to make it narrower than 10 amos. We have to close it off a little bit with a door, with a board, or something like that. Whereas a sukkah, as we just mentioned before, we really only need 2 and a bit walls, so obviously there's a lot of wide open space, and that's not a problem. And these are all situations where we find that we're more makel by sukkah and machmer by mavoi. And here we switch it, hidol alas and gefen esad las v'esad kisos. If you took any of these sort of things, which are basically vines that are growing from the ground, v'sike chagabav, and you put that as chach on top of a sukkah, psula, that's pasul. That's called mechubar l'karka, it's connected to the ground, and that's not kosher schach. However, in the case of a mavoi, if you use these vines that are connected to the ground, as is kaira, and you use them to cover his mavoi with, that's not a problem, it's perfectly fine. Now, just have a clarification of this, hadadat omar al beis sayim. That's only in regards to an area that's up until the size of 2 beis saw. Then we say it's considered a mavoi, which is closed off and we can carry here, aval yosrim beis sayim. But if the area of this mavoi is larger than 2 beis saw, and he had covered it, or had covered the entranceway with these vines, nasas kemechitza shokva zrayim, it's like a mechitza that was surrounded just for planting purposes, she'ein motel tal toba el barba amos, it's only mutter to carry 4 amos over here. We're not going to get into the sugya. This is a whole discussion of when we have an area that's surrounded by mechitzos, but it's too large. It's bigger than 2 beis saw, yosr al beis sosayim. So as many times that we're going to say, that's not considered mukaf ladira. It's not surrounded for dwelling purposes, and therefore, even though it does have mechitzos, it is surrounded, you're still not allowed to carry freely here. You're limited to dalat amos. And that was the clarification the Gemara just mentioned. But still, bottom line is we see that there's a difference between sukkah and mavoi. Another difference we see, again with the kula being towards the mavoi side, chamasim ruim tzilasa b'sukkah psula mavoi kosher. When we have more sun than shade, with a sukkah, that's pasul, but with a mavoi, that's kosher. Also, sukkah makura psula, mavoi makura, kosher. A sukkah that has a roof over it, meaning the beams that you're using as schach, they're too wide, they're too thick, so that's pasul, but by mavoi, that's perfectly fine. And a clarity on this as well, Rav Achas of Shem Rav Ishaya, loisev davar makura, it doesn't have to be that it's fully roofed, ela filu nasan maltira, v'yesh baruch avar ba'tfachim, matar samavoi. If you took a maltira, which is basically a beam, and it's 4 tfachim wide, and you put that at the entrance of the mavoi, that's matar the mavoi, because we say pitek or yar v'saisem, so it doesn't have to be the entire mavoi has this roof over it, it could just be the entrance of the mavoi has this wide beam, and that's also okay. At the end of the day, what we see from all of this is that we cannot explain that the reason why a sukkah that's above 20 amos tall is because like a mavoi, because there's many clear differences between a sukkah and a mavoi. Therefore, we're going to have to find a different reason why a sukkah above 20 amos is possible. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.